Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Diva Strategies for Success. This is Robbie Motter, the host of the show. I am very excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Kelly Smith. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Kelly encountered many challenges in her life that were devised to take her out permanently and stop her from experiencing the best life has for her. She found she was not alone. In the midst of calamity, sorrow, and suffering, God found her. When she fell deep into the pit of despair, sometimes hard, very hard, Jesus was always there, extending his hand, lifting her out of the pit, standing her back up, and pushing her forward. Kelly said, "I learned that fear is the power to control my life if I let it. I can be a victim or a victor, my choice. I can be depressed or enjoy life, my choice. Fear is just a word that is powerless unless I give it power. The word of God freed me, healed me, and set my life on an amazing path. Now I use my spiritual gifts of compassion and mercy to help women going through difficult times to know there is hope. Turn to the hope giver, Jesus." Kelly is an accomplished publisher. Her publishing credits include Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book on Faith, 15 Chapters to Overcome Fear and Live a Life of Victory, which made the Amazon number one bestsellers list. She is co-author of Entrepreneur Women of Faith, Sharing Our Anchor Scriptures. She also is an author of picture books for children coming out soon. A dynamic speaker, and soon will also be one of the co-authors with 45 other co-authors in the book called It's All About Showing Up and the Power is in the Asking, due out early December 2020. Kelly can be reached at Kelly Warrior Princess for God, and that's number four and God, at gmail.com or 909-471-1894. Welcome, Kelly, to the show. I'm so happy that you're my guest today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Robbie. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, your book is fabulous, so we're going to talk about certain things. So summarize your book in one sentence to the readers, but also I love the cover. So the picture on the cover, maybe you can tell us a little bit about that as well.
Okay, sure. I would say if I were to summarize my book in one sentence, my book is about claiming victory over fears in your life that stop you from moving out of your comfort zone and into the life God has waiting for you.
Wow, that's cool. And what was the idea of the picture on the cover? What does it depict? Because it's beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yes, just because it is a book on faith, I like the representation of the three crosses when Jesus was saving us from our sins up there on the hill with the two other people and the two other sinners that were also on the cross. And as you know, one of them came to the Lord before he died. And it's just a representation that Jesus is always there for us. We're never alone. Even if it's our last final breath, he's always there for us. And I love the beautiful sunset in the background. And I just thought it was very fitting for the book.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. What was in your heart when you wrote this book?
To help others face their fears and overcome them. As a child, I was an extrovert. I smiled and I laughed all the time. And it wasn't because I grew up in such a happy home. I didn't grow up in a stable, loving home, but I always had hope. I always knew that tomorrow brought with it a new day. But when I was in my 20s, I was raped and robbed at gunpoint. And that was the day that I stopped smiling and laughing. And that was the day that fear entered into my life. And it wasn't just a fear, you know, of like driving on the freeway or a fear of starting a new job, which can be fearful in itself. But it was a bigger, deeper fear. It was a fear that went deep down into my soul, and it just lived there for many, many years. It never went away, and other fears would come and add to it, and the depression set in. And I got to the point where I didn't trust people. I became an introvert. You know, I used to be the life of the party. I walked in the door. Everybody, I knew I was there because I was real talkative and happy and laughing. And I just became this person that just really didn't trust people. And I just became this shell of myself that just grew into myself. And I was afraid, and it seemed like I was afraid of everything. And it wasn't until I found God and he started working on me and healing me that I was released from this deep fear that took root in my life. My heart for writing this book is to help others through the experiences that I've had to overcome their fears so that they don't have to live in fear. And I did a Google search, and I found the word fear not is mentioned in the Bible over 365 times, and fear is mentioned 500 times. So those numbers tell me that God knows we as humans struggle with fear so much that felt it worth mentioning hundreds of times. And I feel that there are many people who may not know how to get out of living life in fear. And I saw how God healed me from fear, and I want to help others by sharing my experiences and the ways that God helps me.
So why did you choose to write a book on faith?
Yes. I've been a Christian for over 25, it's like close to like 30 years now. And I'm actually a pastor's wife. My husband's been a pastor for like 40 some odd years. And throughout my life, I've been in many battles. And I have the emotional and physical wounds to show that, you know, I've been on the battlefield. And I've fallen so far that there was a time in my life that the emotional pain hurt so much that I was praying to God to just kill me. You know, I didn't want to live anymore. And that was a really sad part of time in my life because I had two young daughters that I needed to be there for and to care for. But there was so much pain in my life that I just felt I just couldn't make it anymore. But thankfully, God didn't answer those prayers. I'm still here. He had better plans. He rescued me over and over again. His love, comfort, guidance, it healed me. And I'm not talking, it wasn't an overnight thing. It was a slow process. He worked on me one wound at a time, healing it and moving on to the next one. And the wounds are healed now, and I always feel like there's scars that remain. And I always think, well, that's okay, because the scars are just there to remind me that I've been in battles, but I'm still standing. What was meant to take me out never took me out. I'm thinking I never turned to drugs. I never became an alcoholic. I never tried to commit suicide. You know, I'm still here and I'm still standing. And I just feel regardless of our faith as humans, we struggle. Everyone struggles at different times in their life and they go through different battles. And I wrote this book to help others who are struggling with fear to know that with God, they can recover from depression, addiction, fear, et cetera. They can have victory.
That is great. So who is your audience for the book?
Well, I feel that my audience is for women and men and even teenagers, you know, people of all ages. This book is categorized as religion, but it's an inspiration to anyone looking for answers or directions in their life, for anyone that's looking to conquer fear whether that fear be fear of losing one's job, starting a new business, or a relationship that's in trouble, recovering from divorce or addiction. It's for anyone searching for answers on who God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is. It's to a new believer or Christian wanting to better understand Christianity.
Wow, that's great. What is the main message of your book?
It's a message of finding and also of building your faith and hope to be able to conquer your fears. The reader can find comfort in knowing that they're not alone in their struggles and that their struggles won't last forever. We can overcome the fear associated with our struggles and be a stronger, better version of ourselves once we push past fear, overcoming it, and claiming victory from what used to hold us bound.
Wow. Why is it important for people to read your book?
To know that you have value and you have worth, you have a purpose to your life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So this verse is important to know because it tells us that we do not need to let fear rule our life. We can face our fears and push past them.
Let me ask you a question before we go to the next question. Would this be good, this book be good for a young teenager who suddenly said, I don't believe in God anymore because he's letting all these things happen? Would this book be something good for her to read? A friend of mine told me this about her daughter, and I was thinking, maybe this book would really be good for her to read.
Definitely. Definitely. It can be for teenagers. You know, one of the things, too, you know, if Satan likes to get into our minds and make us think that we have no value, we have no worth, you know. But that's farthest from the truth because we are a child of God. And step one in the book explains to know who you are in Christ. And you know, that we are royalty, that we are precious, we're honored. You know, the Bible even says that we are precious and honored in his sight. And once we know who we truly are, then we have a different perspective on who we are and how we live our life and how we treat other people.
That's true. So what sets your book apart from other books of faith that are out on the market?
Well, there's a lot of wonderful books out there on faith. Some of the books have, you know, large word count. They're just really big, thick books. And it takes a long time to read, and people nowadays just seem to have really busy lives, and they don't always want to sit, you know, and take the time, take a week, you know, or a month to read a book. And my book is packed full of important information, but it's presented in an easy and fast format to read by using numerals and bullet points. So I narrowed it down to what I think are the top 15 points.
So why are these 15 points so significant when there are hundreds of other points you could have chosen?
Well, I chose these specific 15 chapters because I felt they are important to helping a person move out of fear and into being an overcomer. If you think about it, faith begins with God. And you have to have faith in something. You know, you have faith in the chair that you're sitting in, right, that it's going to hold you and it's not going to break. And so, therefore, you also have faith in the manufacturer who made the chair. You have faith that when you go to the bank to withdraw your money, that the bank's going to have money to give you. You know, and also when you go to the store that they're going to take your money, right, that money's not going to be obsolete. We believe in God even though we don't see him. Similar to how we believe in the wind, even though we don't see it. You know, we can feel the wind move the hair across our face, but we're not actually seeing the wind. We just see the effects of it, the leaves moving on the ground, the dirt moving, you know. And some people have trouble believing in something that they can't see or in something that they don't understand. So to build faith, it helps to know who God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are and how they move in our lives. So the book has chapters in there on God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible commands us to serve others. So this is another chapter. And serving others is actually one of the best ways to heal a broken soul. You know, when you're helping others, you take your mind off of your troubles and you help someone with theirs. So in the process, you're actually helping, while you're helping others, it's helping you to be healed. I mean, that's one of the best ways one of the best things you can do is just to get your mind off of you and help other people. The Bible tells us to worship God. So worship heals the brokenhearted. You listen to Christian lyrics, songs on the radio, and they have scriptures in them. So worshiping God, singing songs, you're reminding yourself of the scriptures of who God is, and you're building strength in yourself. And meditate and memorize the Word of God is another chapter. This is important because one of the ways that the devil attacks us is through our thoughts. We need to take hold of our negative thoughts and tell the devil he's a liar, and we need to quote scriptures back to him and to ourselves. You know, we're in a spiritual battle, and we need to fight back in the spirit. So these are just some examples from a few of the chapters of why I feel they were specifically chosen.
Tell me, how can people buy your book?
My book is available on Amazon, and it's available in paperback, and it's available on Kindle.
And how do they just type your name in, Kelly D. Smith, or how do they identify it on Amazon?
They could try that, or they could try putting the title of the book in. It's Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book of Faith. It's 15 chapters to overcome fear and live a life of victory. It's part of the Amazing Itty Bitty book series that is out there. So there's a lot of other itty bitty books out there, but this one is the Book of Faith.
Okay, that sounds great. What are you planning to do next? You said something about a children's book. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm also a children's author of some faith-based picture books that are soon going to be released. And in addition, I'm also the author of secular-based funny and quirky picture books. And the two of my books, the picture books, Rory Took My Shoes and The Violin and the Purple Tiger, are soon to be released, and it'll be coming through Hispanic Book Group. And so I'm excited about those books, and I'm also a copywriter for Christian and nonprofit organizations.
So what made you suddenly now decide to do children's books?
I actually wrote my first kid's book. It was about 11 years ago. And started writing kids' books. It's just something that's always been in my heart. To this day, I love reading kids' books. I love kids' movies. My kids, when they were little, I just had so many kids' books that I was always reading picture books to them. And to this day, my kids love to read books. They grew up in a house full of books. And it's just something that I've just loved. And I've just been writing stories over the years and submitting them to publishers and to agents, and all of a sudden it's just like all my books are just like starting to come out about at one time.
Your love of doing children's books because you're a teacher, because I know you teach children.
Yes, I am a special education teacher, and I've been in special education over 21 years now, not always as a teacher. I started out as an aide, and I just love teaching. I love the special ed kids, and I love kids' books. I guess the innocence and the fun of being a kid, you know. And
wow.
Just the thrill of opening up a picture book and all the bright colors and the silly pictures. And it's just fun to get into a book, reading even for a kid. And I love to read adult books. I've just loved to read my whole life.
Well, that's great. You learn a lot from books. You know, books can help you a lot. How much time do you spend every day writing?
It varies. I go through spells where I will sit and write every day. Like if a thought comes to me, I will sit and write, and then I will write and write and write, and I will revise it. I'll send it to critique groups. I'll revise it. I'll rewrite it. And then I'll go through spells where I don't have anything. I pretty much write when I get an inspiration, when something hits me. It just comes to me. I never know when it's going to come. It just happens, and it's like, oh, my gosh, that is a story. And I just sit. I just start writing it.
How long did it take you to do the Book of Faith?
Oh, it took me probably about a couple weeks to write it. But from the time of the writing it and it being edited and the whole process, it took about 2 years to actually get to print.
Mm. But now you have all the routine in place, so they'll be faster for you.
Yes, I think there's probably some more books of faith coming my way. I feel strongly there's a book on hope that's going to be coming my way. I haven't written it yet, but I feel it's there.
That's great. Well, we have about 8 minutes left. So tell me, what are some last words for our audience? And again, tell them how they can connect with you. And also, I wanted to know, I noticed the book has wonderful memory verses. How did you pick the verse for each chapter?
Some of them, well, not some of them, they're like some of my favorite verses that I've hung on to a lot when I was going through stuff. In chapter one, the memory verse is, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you." And that's from Isaiah 43:4. And, you know, there's times when you're going through such hard times, you know, you feel bad about yourself as well. And you just need to know that you're loved, an unconditional love. You know, maybe your husband doesn't love you anymore and he walked out, you're getting divorced, or, you know, or you've got issues with your kids and, you know, they aren't talking to you anymore, you know, whatever the case may be. But just to know that there is someone that loves you unconditionally, and they're always going to love you, and they see you as precious, and they see you as honored. And that verse just really spoke to me. And same with "Be still and know that I'm God" in step two. That's a verse that just really speaks to me. And when I've been going through some hard times, I've actually heard the Holy Spirit speak that verse into me. And I feel it's because it's one of the verses that I was well-versed in. I love that verse, and I've heard God speak that verse to me, and it's just really imprinted on me. And so when you go through here and you see the verses, it's a lot because they are verses that meant a lot to me and that got me through times of struggle, and I'm hoping it helps others.
Oh, that's great. They're really great. So any last words for our audience? We have about 6 minutes.
Well, they can connect with me. I'd love to have you connect with me on LinkedIn. You can also visit my website. It's www.warriorprincessforgod, and the four is not spelled out. It's the number four. So www.warriorprincessforgod.com. They can also email me through there, and my phone number, you gave it away at the beginning, but my phone number is 909-471-1894 if anyone would like to connect with me.
That sounds good. So any last words for our audience? We're down to 5 minutes.
Keep an eye out for my kid book. I'm excited about it, and I really think that you're going to enjoy the books as well, whether you're a parent, a grandparent, a teacher, even the faith-based ones for, you know, the children's ministry. I'm just really excited about my kids' books.
Well, that sounds great. Well, Kelly, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today, and I have a copy of your book, and it's wonderful, and I think I am going to share this book with the person that told me, you know, about her daughter, and maybe they'll get some wisdom out, and I'll have to buy another book so that I have a copy again. But
thank you, and you have evening, and keep writing those books because they really do touch lives and make a difference. And I'm so proud of all the things that you've done, and I'm excited that you are in a chapter of the book that I have coming out. It's all about showing up and the powers in the asking. We have 45 great co-authors, and it should be out soon. We're just waiting for it to show up, and then we can launch it.
And that is very exciting. That is an awesome book. Yeah, very excited to be a part of that book.
And you know, it's interesting. What's interesting, there are no duplicate stories in the book. You know, everybody's got a story, and it's so cool when people like you sit down and put it to print, you know, and make it get out there. It encourages others. Oh, maybe I could write my book too. So in addition to the story, you're giving hope to others that will sit down and write their book as well.
Yes, and sometimes the first book you write is not the first book that was published, because I wrote my first kid's book over 10 years ago, and I wrote the amazing Book of Faith about two years ago, but it was, you know, picked up immediately. It just took a while, you know, to get through the publishing part of it. So you can have a book that you wrote a while ago, and it doesn't mean it'll be published immediately, but eventually it just might get out there. Just don't lose hope and keep trying. Just keep putting it out there to publishers and agents, and if that's really what you want to do, don't give up on your dream of writing.
That's true. Well, you have a wonderful time, and thank you again for being my guest on Blog Talk Radio, Diva Strategies for Success. Keep writing.
And thank you, Poppy, for having me. Yes.
You're welcome. I enjoyed being here today. All right. I enjoyed having you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.